Jim and the RTR. How you doing, Tom?
Well, doing okay. We just went up and got a bottle of propane up here at the dollar store. Boy, they got the best deal on it, I think. Tax and all, $21.20.
Pretty good price. That's about what it goes for here in Hartwell.
Any idea? I had an old model, and a McDobber got in it, and we brought it down here from Kansas, and it'd been certified in 95, and I know the commission on the roads, not the DOT, but it might be them too, but they got to recertify them every 10 years. I used to work on a 30,000 gallon propane generating plant. I ran it, and I just didn't want to fool with it because I know the O-ring in it would not be very good, and I had a heck of a time cleaning that mud dauber's nest out of it. I never thought of it, but those cockeyed things get into anything you got if it's got a hole in it.
About that. I found them in a little bit of everywhere, but yeah, I would think if the last time the tank was certified in 95, it was probably time to take it to the rapid exchange and just swap it out. Good $20 spent safely.
Yeah, that's 26 years ago. Don't seem that far back, does it, Bill?
The 96 is the year I was discharged from the military. So it's been quite a while. And add a few more to that, and this December I'll be married 30 years. Time flies when you're having fun.
Roger on that. Well, Bernice and I was 53, and heck, I didn't think I'd see that. I had a surgeon tell my wife when I was, 19, I guess. I said, don't marry that guy. He's not going to live that long. And rest assured, I didn't agree with him.
Blame you there. All of us have our chance to make our way. Some of us get luckier than others, but most of us are blessed, and sounds like you've had a blessed life if you've had 53 years with your wife.
That's a fact. She's pretty wonderful. Well, we got this new propane grill. We've been using charcoal for years and just decided to change. She wanted to have that because it's quick, and there's just the two of us most of the time. We had the kids up the other day for the first time since this COVID thing started, and so we bought some fillets, and when she went out to sear them, it was only 300 degrees, and that just don't cut it. So we decided to throw that one in the ditch and get us another one.
Blame you. Yeah, 300 degrees is not quite up to searing temperature. You need about 400 plus to really do it, and that new propane grill ought to do it fine for you. I've got propane and charcoal. It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Like I said, whether I'm in a hurry or not. Most of the time, I'm in a hurry.
Well, we got a smoker out there, and she can always use that for the barbecued ribs, which I'm about in the mood to have another rack of them pretty quick. And there goes my neighbor looking at her glasses, and last time I seen her, she was texting. And there's my other neighbor waving at me. I'm surprised at her. I thought she was smarter than that. Well, Bill, we're going down the big hill here. Sorry to be so brief today. But I got to go out and check the girls and see if there's any eggs. And get this propane tank unloaded out of here. My luck, it'd probably pop off in the back of the truck. We'll see you later, Bill. And good hearing you today. This is N0TR.
Hey, Tom. And hope you have a good day. And hope you grill up something mighty nice and fine with that new grill and propane. So y'all have a good one. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.